I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. There's a shakeup tonight in President Obama's cabinet. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is stepping down. Her departure comes just over 6 months after the disastrous rollout of the government's health insurance website. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey there, Scott.
Good to be with you, Audie.
So interesting timing on this, right? Because as bad as the launch of the website was, the news lately had been pretty good.
Yeah, this is not really a case of a captain going down with the ship, but arguably staying at the helm, helping to get the ship righted, and then jumping overboard. Although, in fairness, Kathleen Sebelius really has not been at the helm of the website ship since late October. That's when the White House brought in a team of outside fix-it gurus, and they were really the ones in charge of getting the website working again. They did get it working. In the end, it worked better than expected. In fact, just today, Secretary Sebelius was on Capitol Hill saying that as of now, they have more than 7.5 million people who have signed up for private insurance. That's a number that would have been hard to imagine during the darkest days of the website rollout. They ended March with just over 7 million, 7.1 million, and they've continued to enroll people in this period. The folks who had started the process by the end of March and hadn't finished are continuing to sign up. So that final number will actually be somewhere north of 7.5 million.
And that was a big improvement over time. I mean, the terrible launch of the website, though, was a real black eye for the president and, of course, for Secretary Sebelius.
It was very frustrating for the president, who you know, they had worked hard to make sure that there were affordable insurance policies in that marketplace, and they more or less succeeded there. The president said the products in the store aisles are good, but we just can't get people through the checkout stand. And that was very frustrating, certainly for the White House. And they really had their eye on the wrong ball. They were focused so much on the product in the marketplace that they completely dropped the ball of the website. And the president himself was blindsided by this. Just days before the website launched, he was out there saying it's going to work like Kayak or Amazon. He says, I wouldn't have said that if anybody had, you know, told me how bad it was going to be. It's also a sad end to Sebelius's career, which had been very successful. Of course, she was a very successful governor of Kansas. Before that, she'd been the insurance commissioner. She knew a lot about the health business. She's also been a big champion for other controversial aspects of the Affordable Care Act, including that requirement that employer-provided insurance cover birth control, a requirement that remains controversial and has been challenged, continues to be challenged in court.
Now, any idea who the president will tap to replace Sebelius?
The president plans to nominate Sylvia Matthews Burwell. She is currently the White House budget director, and she came to that job with considerable management experience. She had been a veteran of the Clinton administration. She also worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and for the Walmart Foundation. And the White House has been touting her management pedigree, someone who can kind of do the blocking and tackling that will continue to be needed as they continue to implement the Affordable Care Act. The White House also notes that Burwell was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in her current job just about a year ago on a unanimous vote. Now, of course, being the health secretary is potentially a more contentious job than being the Office of Management and Budget Director, so we could see more fireworks in her confirmation hearing. But, of course, the Senate has changed the rules, making it easier for the president to get the people he wants in these top administration positions. Those nominations can't be filibustered, so the replacement process will be easier as a result.
Scott, thank you for the update.
My pleasure, Audie.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley reporting on the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius. The Health and Human Services Secretary is stepping down.